There were dramatic scenes on Tuesday as the police made a number of high-profile arrests. A heavily armed unit swooped on football club owner Jaroslav Starka on a motorway in central Bohemia. Meanwhile, on Prague's Voličkova Street, traffic was delayed as masked and armed officers picked up an associate of Mr. Starka's. They and five others are suspected of the kidnap and subsequent death of the father of one of the country's most notorious fugitives. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Marilla Příbram football boss Jaroslav Starka and other business partners arrested in the Czech Republic on Tuesday have long been suspected of connections to organized crime. According to reports in recent months, the team owner suspected he might come under arrest, and now it is reality. Police suspect that Mr. Starka and associates were behind the disappearance and death of Lambert Krejčíř. He was the father of controversial millionaire and suspected crime figure Radovan Krejčíř, and was kidnapped in 2002 in order to apparently blackmail the son to pay up on past debts from business activities. Some believe the elder Krejčíř suffered a fatal heart attack during the abduction. Krejčíř's son Radovan, in a much-publicized case, escaped the Czech Republic later to avoid arrest for his own alleged crime involvement, and now he resides in the Seychelles. He replied no comment to the developments on Tuesday. In the past, he expressed hope that the perpetrators in his father's murder would be found, and from the start, Mirela Příbram's boss, Jaroslav Starka, was reportedly suspect. Not surprisingly, the boss of the first division team denied any involvement, even stating that he and Radovan Krejčíř were on good terms. Still, Mr. Starka is no stranger to controversy. His name has been mentioned alongside Tomáš Pitr's and František Mrázek's. Mr. Pitr is now in prison, while Mr. Mrázek was murdered in a professional hit in January. In the past, Mr. Starka was also questioned in the kidnap case of an Italian banker, and then last year he escaped with his life after being shot twice by a would-be assassin. Regarding football, he is considered to be one of the most influential figures in the Czech League, voted to the league's executive body last year. If Mr. Starka is remanded in custody for a longer period, he and the others have been charged with robbery as well as kidnapping, it is likely that will have a negative impact on his team's fortunes.